Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello, everyone. It is the build-up show. Liverpool taking on Norwich City at Carrow Road again. This time it's in the League Cup. What's the League Cup called this year?
Carabao.
The Carabao Cup.
I thought that was a trick question. I thought they changed.
No,
it.
I know.
I was like, Carabao.
You might have done. It's probably the Carabao Cup.
Energy drink cup.
The energy drink cup. Yeah. It's still got three handles, right? That's fine.
I'm not even sure it exists. Like that drink, you know.
Yeah.
Never seen it anywhere.
No.
You?
I don't know. I just think everything looks like it's all Monster, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? It's just like, I don't really pay attention to what anyone under the age of like 18 does really. So you see a lot of like school kids holding big cans of whatever fucking, you know. Because I get judgmental, Chris. That's why. Because I think like it's pouring poison into your bodies at that young age. Lucas ate sports. What you want. That's what we had. Because John Barnes told us to drink it.
Yeah, exactly. And if you want to sponsor us, we'll do you a good deal, Lucas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And also, if kind of about what it, I might have to retract the poison thing. But under the age of 18, you're not finished growing. You don't need that much stuff in your body. Right, yes, as you can tell, it's the League Cup, which means we're not taking it seriously. I'm probably going to try to handle Chris for this one. Chris, it will be another interesting test of this Liverpool squad. You know, we had last week where we went from one game a week to two games a week, and we're still in the two games a week thing, but it's different when it's the League Cup compared to a Champions League, maybe.
Yeah, and that's it. And it was still sort of like everyone's in the same boat, aren't we? We're all trying to get a handle on what Jürgen's plans are with the squad this season. You know, I think, you know, having seen AC Milan and obviously seeing the game at the weekend, that we've got an idea of what the Premier League, Champions League rotation is going to look like. Probably a little heavier rotation than I thought, which tells me that Jürgen's happy with the squad mm-hmm. and is comfortable with players number 12 to 17, et cetera, et cetera. If we're going to see five changes. But League Cup-wise, I don't know. Like, and especially because you play it back, don't you? And you're like, well, Matip and Gomez play together. But Nat Phillips has just signed a new contract, like, and he played well at the end of last season. We're going to see Nat Phillips in with one of those lads. And will it maybe be with a lad who's not going to play in the Premier League? So could we see like a Nat Phillips with maybe a Joe Gomez to then get Van Dijk and Joe Matip back together, et cetera, et cetera. So, and this is kind of what you're doing with the entire squad, isn't it? And then you're like, where are the under-23s? Which one of these lads is going to break in this season? He always likes to give at least one of them yeah. a little bit of a run. And, you know, who is the backup goalkeeper? Because we saw two of them on the bench against AC Milan. Now you're guessing, kind of, et cetera, et cetera. But I always find this... I don't really care about the League Cup, but I always do care about what he's going to do with the squad yeah. in the League Cup games.
Well, we're in an interesting situation, aren't we, Errol, where there comes a point later in the season where you're rotating because you need to, like, you want to keep your best lads fit.
Yeah.
And there'll be a bit of that here, but really, there's still a number of players who just need to play some footy. So, like, we have played some very, very weakened sides in the early rounds of the EFL. The League Cup.
Yeah.
EFL... The EFL, the Football League Cup.
I think the EFL Cup's different, isn't it?
The EFL Trophy.
I don't know. Is it still called the Championship, the one below us, the league below us? Who cares? Like,
First Division. So there's every chance we could do. I mean, we played Arsenal in this competition and we put put a lot of young lads into that team. But we've also gone stronger when we've come up against Premier League opposition as well. So
saying Arsenal aren't Premier League opposition
when as well, where, you know, conversely, We've also, yeah, we've put, we, so what I'm trying to point out is that I'm not slaughtering Arsenal. Maybe it was a Freudian slip.
It was definitely a Freudian slip.
No comment at all. And to the point, we don't know whether Jürgen is going to use this as an extension, as Chris was saying, keep your squad ticking over. Don't treat it as seriously as AC Milan, but also know that it's part and parcel of the build-up for the next game, and it's part of the build-up for the next Champions League game. It's a rhythm of swapping your squad around. Or is it just like, fuck it, I don't care about this, I'm going to put
Pep Linders in the press conference.
Well, yeah, definitely.
I think he'll still take it seriously in terms of the level he'll expect from whatever team he fields for us tomorrow. But I think it's almost a free hit, really, in terms of, as you were saying there, getting lads minutes under the belt that might not have played as much so far this season for us. And with some of the quality of the lads that I've come in, I'm thinking of something like Tsimikas, in terms of like the level that he's been playing at. Yeah. If you bring him into this squad, it strengthens the potential starting 11 that we could have anyway, in terms of that level that we'll be hoping that the lads are able to, kind of deliver on. You've got a really interesting job kind of predicting the starting 11. Well, it is. It's fun, though.
Who have we been wrong on a weekly basis, sometimes twice a week.
Yeah, but this one...
Let's be honest, Chris, you're married. You've been wrong loads more often.
But I just think it provides an opportunity for a lot of players there to kind of gain a little bit of confidence, get that little bit of extra fitness. The motion of that travelling squad as well, kind of that preparation of this is what you have to do, especially for some of those younger players. This is what it's like to be on the road with us. This is kind of like the expectation that you've got in terms of the camaraderie with the lads and all that. It's part in building that little bit of the journey, and as our foundations are just going to keep growing for the rest of the season, I think it's just a nice day.
There's one or two, isn't there? And we'll talk about the individuals after the break and what have you, but there's an opportunity there. Without getting into the next game too much, Chris, City and Chelsea play at the weekend and we've got Brentford. And there's an opportunity there to go full strength for Brentford, where in a weekend where one of your rivals is likely to drop, or is definitely going to drop some points. And that's the interesting thing about, again, we'll know about how seriously we're taking this or not.
Yeah, I suppose. I've not really considered the Man City, the Chelsea game, but... Stealing a march, you've got to try and steal a march, haven't you? Which means that already you're looking past the Norwich game again, which isn't the right way, and it's not something that Jürgen will do. But I think he's always going to have earmarked the Premier League game as the most important game this week. And it's a Brentford side that you've got to kind of take seriously at the moment as well. To be fair to Brentford, we know, and we've heard a lot about Brentford for a lot of years now. When they got taken over and all that type of stuff, and the way that they use the analytics side of the game and we've known this, so they're going to look for ways in which they can game the system this season in the Premier League, and that's getting results against sides that they're not supposed to get results against. Obviously, first game of the season, I suppose they got one of them against Arsenal. You might look back at the end of the season and say they should be expected to win that game. Who knows? Yeah. Just to have another dig at Arsenal on this show and every show thereafter.
Bless. John Rhodes with the $2 Australian super chat saying, sipping a Carabao right now. Are you under the age of 18, John?
Wait, and can I ask you a question? Are you lying?
Let us know. John McGorman says, can confirm it really does exist. Could also confirm it's vile. Yep. Right, there we go. That might be that potential sponsorship dead. Not unlike Margaret Thatcher, that I mentioned for that in the comments as well. Right, the Norwich stuff is going to be fascinating because obviously they won 6-0 in the last round. Edel battered Bournemouth to get here, and they'd have been devastated to draw Liverpool in this. It's early doors in the season. They've had a nightmare start to the campaign. They've come against everyone you don't want to be playing, really, at the start of the season. It'd be interesting to see what they do with this, because again, we've got free hits. Yeah. Do they go, here's a great opportunity to maybe, to catch a wounded Liverpool or a Liverpool with the pants down, something like that, maybe give ourselves a major boost, or do the alternative just go, this couldn't be less of our business. We've got to go about the business of looking ahead to the weekend.
Yeah, no, I think it's the latter out of those two, to be completely honest with you. I don't think they've put a point on the board yet from the Prem. So their concentration and their bread and butter is trying to stay in the Premier League. They're a yo-yo team, aren't they? They keep going up, keep coming back down and stuff like that. So from that perspective, they will probably prioritise keeping their best players fit for the weekend, and maybe giving some of their, you know, either their academy or their younger players, their under-23s, the opportunity to just see, what have you got then? Who? And it's another opportunity for that manager to say, well, if things still aren't going well for us in the Prem in, you know, 2-3 months' time, who out of these young lads can I call upon if needed to kind of add something extra to the rest of the squad?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, the Norwich stuff is going to be very interesting. I mean, look, it'll be a big atmosphere, big crowd, night game and all that kind of stuff, but the fact that we've already played there, I think, will definitely help Liverpool in that regard. Right, we're going to talk about the individuals who defo needs a game for Liverpool. I want to let you get involved with this in the comments section if you're watching us live or after the game, after the fact underneath. The trivia question is, when did Liverpool last play Norwich City in the League Cup? I told you before we started filming, you don't count. See us all in a sec. Hey, welcome back. Yes, season one and season two of In Conversation With are streaming right now. So if you want some really interesting in-depth interviews with like ex-Liverpool players and getting some great insights to their time at the Reds or some of the more famous Liverpool fans and people associated with the club, really, really good stuff. We've done loads of fascinating ones. We've got a new series that's in the making right now as well. So if you want to get up to date with that, then do. If you haven't checked out the Peter Moore one in particular, mega. It was actually this time last year he came in and just told us about his entire life. And really, we only scratched the surface because he's one of the most interesting human beings on the face of planet Earth. But yeah, some great stuff in there. So do check that out, streaming right now on the redmentv.com. The trivia question, when was the last time Liverpool played Norwich in the League Cup? It was back on the 30th of November 1982 in the fourth round of the League Cup. For interest's sake, Liverpool's 11, and this just shows you how times have changed. Bruce Grobbelaar, Phil Neal, Alan Kennedy, Phil Thompson, Craig Johnston, Alan Hansen, Kenny Dalglish, Sammy Lee, Ian Rush, Mark Lawrenson, and Graeme Souness.
That's a
side and a half there.
It's a strong side.
David Fairclough, the one substitute. Again, times have changed.
Just a few days before I was brought into this world as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was still in the sack.
Facts, I was. Yes, there you go. We've got some comments coming. John Rhodes has been back in the Super Chat saying they were on special. 24 cans for $8. Close as I can get to the Carabao Cup in Oz. There you go, Rhodes. You do enjoy. Thanks so much. Thanks so much for that. We have had some updates in terms of player fitness and availability, which we'll come to in a second. But one point I wanted to find out about, you can use 5 subs in this competition as
it's
well.
It's like a European Cup.
Yeah. Only the best cups. Can't do it in the Premier League.
Cause nothing like the European Cup, by the way.
Yeah. The Premier League are pricks, but you can do it in the cups, which is good to know indeed. So what we do know is that Thiago will be sidelined for both of the games. This is from the official Liverpool account. As a result of the calf injury he sustained at the weekend. Bobby Firmino won't be available for this one, and nor will Nico Williams as well. Who's still carrying an injury that he's had most of the season. So he's out with the foot.
He's out with a foot, not foot, hand, foot, mouth.
The turtles' bodies.
Oh, God, imagine.
Yeah.
Be gutted, wouldn't you?
Been kidnapped by the foot clan.
Soldiers, like,
yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. There you go. Add the link up. The question then I asked to people to use watching at home and listening at home who defo needs a game. Edel, for you?
I can think of a couple straight away.
Well, yeah. I'd like to see Curtis Jones.
There it is. There we go. Yeah.
I'd like to see him in midfield though. Yeah. If I had to pick, I'd also like to see Ox and Taki getting a game as well us. Yeah. I think we probably will see Origi somewhere in that space of 90 minutes. But those would be the three that I'd earmark, with Tsimikas as well on that left hand.
Well, Henry Sterling pointing out in the comments, and I knew that Kate Gordon had been rested for the under-23s, but he's pointing out the Conor Bradley as well, which is not something I'd not considered. it makes you wonder. I wonder whether Milner would have done this, but I also think Milner's probably likely to come in at the DM, I'd guess, for this. If he was anywhere.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I don't know where Owen Beck's up to as well, but he was somebody that if Kostas is going to play a big part this season, maybe you'd think about that. But I think sort of like Errol said, excuse me, before the break, that, you know, he strengthens that side, Kostas, so I'd probably definitely have him starting, Maybe sometimes. But yeah, the Conor Bradley one's interesting, isn't it? Especially with Nico Williams being out, as we know, with the foot that he's got.
Shredder's got him at the Technodrome.
I'm like Errol. I mean, Minamino's the one. I want to see where he's up to. I think he had a good pre-season. And then we've not really seen him since. So I want to know how viable an option Minamino is this season. Because I keep saying on the starting 11 predictions, I'm not ready to write him off yet.
No.
I'm just not ready to write him off.
The problem is that we're going to end up in a situation where we're writing him off because we keep putting him into these games.
It's not fair, is it?
No, he'll play.
But if he's not good enough, then he's not good enough.
Yeah, but if he's fit, he'll play, you'd imagine. And you imagine Divock will start because he's another one who needs minutes.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he's in a front three with potentially, you know, Divock Origi, maybe Oxlade-Chamberlain, maybe Cade Gordon sound, but not a even if Norwich rotate, they're still a good side. We're not playing a League Two outfit here, you know. So that's the tricky thing for Minamino. It might just be a case of we might need to give him a bit of a pass on this one. We need to see something from him, mm-hmm. but I'm keen to see him get a game with some of the good lads. He looked great with Firmino in the last preseason.
For me, it's about minutes for him more than anything else. I know we can hope to see him in with stronger sides as the weeks progress, but right now he's one of those lads that needs minutes desperately. I would probably be a little bit different though. I think if we're gonna have Minamino and Origi starting to, you know, up top in some ways, I'd have Ox in midfield and kind of. What we've done really well so far in most of our games, it doesn't matter who he's kind of played, has had the stronger midfield versus the other team, so we can win that midfield battle. For me, having potentially Milner as the six, Ox on one side and Jones on the other, that is probably as strong a midfield as we could possibly hope for in this type of game, really, and that should kind of give us the best chance of building blocks, really.
Yeah, I think the one difference I would say this season compared to maybe previous seasons is you're going to have a Premier League winning spine to this side, I think.
Okay.
So I think you're going to have Joe Gomez potentially playing at the back. I think you're going to have James Milner playing in midfield. You're going to have Naby Keita and probably Oxlade-Chamberlain maybe partnering him along midfield as well. You've got Origi who scored in the European Cup final. You know,
you'd have Naby in this game, would you? Yeah.
Probably, yeah. It depends. You know, maybe Kurt Jones. I don't know. But like my point is this isn't being thrown in with the kids.
Yeah.
So for Minamino to bring it back to him, if he can't shine in this game, then you've got issues. Whereas in other times when you've got like seven young lads playing and you've got Kane and Clarkson in the centre of the park, I don't think that's going to be the case this time. And I think you're going to give everyone a foundation to go and play well.
Yeah, I suppose. Again, it's tough because we're sat here going, well, we're judging a Minamino, or saying how we'll judge a Minamino performance without having seen the Minamino performance. The worry for me is that you end up it's a bit Midtjylland at Anfield last season where we did this, where it was Origi and it was him and neither of them covered themselves in glory because you reach a point where you can drop in one of them in with the good lads. Like, and Origi did a great job against AC Milan. There's a world of difference between that when you're coming in under the like big occasion and you just get to play your game and it doesn't matter because, look, if you have a bad game, Salah's going to go and win it for you.
Yeah,
whereas when you're the guy who's got to go and win the football match, that's a world of difference. Minamino, I think it will speak volumes to him if he does perform in this game, but I don't think it necessarily writes him off if he doesn't because of all that. We saw it at the weekend. We were disjointed because we had Milner and Kostas playing at fullbacks. We still had a much better side out on the day than we're probably going to put out for this one. Just an interesting point. So from the press conference, Kelleher's going to start this one. For me, the centre-back pair, and I think the way we've managed it leads towards Gomez and Konaté for this, yeah. I'd imagine, because you want Van Dijk and Matip
for the weekend.
Back for the weekend, again, I would guess. Tsimikas will probably
start. Would you
start
not throw Phillips in there as well? Would you
well,
not?
Actually, sorry, now that you've said that, maybe.
I think this is probably the game.
Go Phillips?
Yes, yeah, potentially. This would be the right game for him.
Bit sly on him if you don't.
Exactly. So, yeah. We've kept him around for the reason. You know, Klopp's still got to find ways to fit him in and shoehorn him into this side at some point. And there's no guarantee that we're going to go on a League Cup or FA Cup run this season. So we've kind of got to utilise whatever opportunities we've got, really. And for me, he is the type of person that we can rely on. And, you know, he was playing levels above the Norwich winning in the league last year. So he was playing against higher opposition in tougher games last season for us. So this should be, you know, comfortable in terms
of
the skill set.
It's great squad management if you get Nat Phillips a game here.
Yeah.
It's just that thing of, is he just there as your break glass option again? Or is he because Konate needs to play footy,
yeah,
and Gomez needs to play footy because they're ahead of him in the pecking order. It's great that Nat Phillips has been given this go, but we should never need him. The ideal world is you should never need to play footy. And what's the benefit? Are you throwing him a bone, or is it better to play Konate because he needs the understanding and Gomez because he needs the match?
It's not just about throwing him a bone. It's, as you were saying, this side, potentially for, you know, the cup side that we can use for these early rounds, whether it's the FA Cup or the League Cup this season, is going to have Premier League winning players in it. So if he can be a part of that as well, in terms of that might kind of push us towards the run. I've just said there's no guarantee. But if we are, you'd want to start to have a team that can build its own foundation and its own sort of style. And if he can be a central part of that, he's obviously shown he's got that bit of leadership qualities as well. He's you know, we know what he's good at in terms of doing the basics and in terms of defending well. So I wouldn't feel any anxiety playing him in in any way, shape or form. But I'm thinking of, you know, who do we draw in the next round if we get through? And if we get through that, I don't want to then throw him a bone because we have to start doing rotations
and
in
I'm
December.
Not suggesting by throw him a bone, it's not like he's a competition winner.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
he's a very good centre-half. You're not, your side's not where, there's a case that Gomez and Phillips might be a better pairing than Gomez and Konate. Might be.
At this stage, I'd probably argue, yeah.
I think for me, I was always thinking it would be Phillips and Gomez for this one. And one of the reasons why I feel it's going to be that way is I think Klopp's shown us, and it's a small sample size, that the Premier League and the Champions League, the way he's going to use those centre-halves. So you can't... And I know he's holding players back and he's resting Virgil van Dijk and he's resting Matip and stuff like that. I don't think we're going to get through a season without one of those lads getting an injury between the top three centre-halves that we've got. So I think you need to have Nat Phillips on standby, having played some minutes. You don't want it to be 4 or 5 months without him kicking a ball in the first team for me. And, you know, hopefully you do go through against Norwich and you're able to give him some other minutes in a few weeks' time in the League Cup again. But I think, for me, he's got to be in and around this squad. He's got to be in this side because, again, we're gonna need him at some point, I'm sure of it. Need him on the bench, hopefully.
And he's been on the bench the last couple of games, hasn't he? Yeah. He's been back involved. He's been at Anfield. He's been in and amongst the game, which tends to lead towards you think we'll see him in this. But again, it's not because I have any strong feelings one way or the other. But that's the dilemma. We've got so many centre-halves now that we're saying, do we start? Gomez and Konate could legitimately start. And what a brilliant centre back pairing. Or you could start Nat Phillips with either of them, and it'd be a brilliant centre back pairing. That's a very good thing for me. Moving into the midfield, and Syed Ali with the $8.99. Thank you so much for the super chat, mate. Brilliant. This is a massive season for both Ox and Keita. Both are playing for a contract. Both have 2 years left, and with injuries in midfield early on, they need to step up. You mentioned the Naby Keita stuff, and whether it was just a kind of, whether it was a deliberate thing or it was just a slip of the tongue or whatever. But that's it. Ox definitely. Yeah. I can't say where Ox doesn't play in this game in some way, shape or form. We might need him in the front line. But the Naby stuff's interesting because if Thiago's missing this week and he's therefore not going to be available for Brighton, it tends to lead towards Naby Keita would likely start against Brentford at the weekend. So he probably would have started this game, but maybe we have to be a bit more careful.
Yeah, I think Naby right now is you know, with the injuries to obviously Elliot and stuff like that, Naby's your fourth player, isn't he? And that means that if Thiago's out, Naby steps in, probably. I think maybe now you're probably looking at Milner, you're looking at Kurt Jones plus one from somewhere, maybe.
Ox.
I'd say Ox. I'd have that midfield because one thing I've noticed is the way we've controlled most of our games, the midfields ran the show for us. I know that we rely heavily in terms of the fullbacks creating opportunities, but in terms of game management and controlling the game and just having, again, just having too much for the opposition in terms of you're not going to get enough possession of the ball to cause us a lot of problems or take up consistent spells of the game. That midfield engine room for us is so important, and you can almost guarantee Henderson's getting a rest. Fabinho's going to get rested until the Brentford game. So for me, having another strong second string midfield in this could prove to be the difference, is my thinking.
Here's a hell of a shout, actually, from out of nowhere from John Harrison. Gomez right back, Phillips and Nat, I think he means Phillips and Canate. Nat needs to be kept on his toes like last season. Ox needs to have the same pre-game prep as Edel on Saturday. Unbeat. I don't know what that means.
No sleep because he's got a newborn.
Oh, maybe. The Gomez right back thing. I don't really, I think we've probably gone beyond Gomez as a right back. But that's a solution to getting them all the minutes that they need to get the engines up and running.
No, I completely agree with that. Only because it takes, once you've had an injury that is as substantial as he's had, it's taken a lot for him to get back to just playing his natural game, which is now, centre half, being a centre back for us, to say, all right, well, now we're going to add this onto your plate as well, and we want you to be able to cover for Trent in games potentially as a right back or drop in there when needed. It's probably asking too much of him, where his comfort zone at the moment is, right, let me get back full fitness, let me get me minutes, and let me just concentrate on doing me bread and butter, which is, being a centre half. So I personally wouldn't, because you're probably just putting him in an uncomfortable zone, whereas for us, we have got other options there that can cover in that right back position, probably.
It's an interesting shout, though. And again, it depends on what we're doing, because I think there's an option there for Milner to have carried on. Just played the weekend, had a good game there. But just without Thiago and without Harvey Elliott, and effectively, because it's the League Cup, you're taking Matip and Van Dijk out of the equation, you're taking Trent out of the equation, you're taking Robertson out of the equation.
Hendo,
Fabinho. Exactly. It's not like Liverpool are threadbare, but that's the nature of this competition. There's lads who, as much as we're saying, who needs the games, there's lads there who are simply not going to be involved. But again, we might be surprised, and you might just find Matip comes back in for this one, because
he always surprises you with something, doesn't he?
That's a long stretch without a game for Matip. If he doesn't get involved in this, all of a sudden that's a 10-day gap or whatever.
Having 10-day breaks and then coming back in and being world class.
We're not having been injured. Yeah. I don't know how we cope with that.
Just the rest. But I think there will be one of those stronger options on the bench, guaranteed. Yeah. So in that squad, I reckon all three of them definitely travel in terms of Gomez, Phillips and Canate. It's just which two are going to start, and then he probably will still bring on one.
Well, I was thinking when you were talking, I mean, with the five subs, you could literally say to him, Canate, you had the first 45, now you have the second.
If you wanted to.
It's
a possibility. Michael McGuinness is joined as a first teamer here on YouTube. Thank you so much. You got access to the members only chat that we do on the post-match reaction shows and all the emotes and all that good stuff as well. There's some big decisions to be made in terms of what Liverpool do in this side and how they kind of spread it out. Because as much as we're talking about it being wholesale changes up front, because at the moment you say Minamino needs to play and Origi needs to play, Mane probably just plays because he does that a lot as well. He very rarely just goes, and Jota's played a lot of football and Salah's played a lot of football. And as much as Salah would probably just want to play just because he just likes getting his nipples out, he'd be bang up for that at Carrow Road, I'm sure.
I must admit, when Jürgen was talking about taking your top off, I did think about you. Obviously, it wasn't
rare occasions.
It wasn't Salah, but those rare occasions. Good.
That's another forefront of your mind. But yeah, we're talking about this maybe being a Kay Gordon situation or whatever. We've seen it in the past where Curtis Jones has played in the front three in there. It was like MK Dons, wasn't it? And Milner played left back, I think, in that game. But it might just be as simple as Mane. It's like he's asked to go another game because, if Bobby Firmino was fit, he would have played at the weekend and maybe Jota plays in this game, but it probably might not be as weak weak as hard as we also
I'm all up for having that extra bit of firepower. If, as you were saying then, with the five subs, I think that could play into our hands. If we hit the ground running and get off to a really strong start against them, have that little bit of extra firepower, have too much for them up top and in midfield, then we do have the luxury of being able to say, all right, yeah, well, look over his bench. He's got options there and he's got more lads that he can bring on to say, well, there's another opportunity to see what you've got as well.
I really want to see Kay Gordon. You know, again, he's only 16. It's very early for him. I've no expectations on him this season at all. But I like that. That's a big, you know, Premier League opposition. That's a big game, big atmosphere. That's
our youngest ever, like, first team starter.
Is that right?
It's got to be somewhere around there, hasn't it? Probably, 16 years old.
Yeah, it'll be there or thereabouts. Jeez. He'll be in that low end category without a doubt. But yeah, no, I'd like to see him. John Harrison's come back, said, yes, sorry, cannot say that. Ran out of letters. Errol and Ross haven't lost this season on the mic, is what he's driving at.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
But a few people saying that. They don't want me and Chris back.
Well, hang on a minute. Have we lost on the mic this season?
Well, no.
No, because Liverpool haven't lost this season.
Just saying, we haven't dropped any points with us. Oh, the mic, just, you know, they drew a game when these lads were on it. Let's not get ahead of ourselves, by the way. Damn popularity contest with you people, that's all it is. Michael McGuinness with the 2x2. I can't wait to see Chris attempt to predict the 11.
What I was saying.
You like it, I don't like it. I'm just sweating thinking about it.
It should be very interesting indeed.
Kai Gordon's in there, though. I'll tell you that. So I came to me. Who do you want on the thumbnail this morning? Gordon. No hesitation. Gordon, right in there. No messing around. One thing that is... that will affect this team, I suppose, is that Kane and Clarkson went out on loan, didn't they? Whereas normally they'd always be in and around this sort of team at this point of the season, yeah, where there isn't any. So I think the bench is going to be a little stronger than we probably would have thought if you'd have asked us 3-4 weeks ago.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we're saying, like, they're definitely not being involved, but you've got a full bench and you've got loads of options for use and substitutes. But yeah, you're right. Jota and Mane, if they're not starting, will be on the bench for this one. Salah might probably get the whole thing off. Robertson or Trent will be on the bench, you know, almost certainly for it. One of Matip or Van Dijk will be on there.
Matip wasn't on the bench the weekend, was he?
No.
So he's going to be in the bench probably, is he? Not inside the bench.
Living inside it, like, you're just the bench, very long, isn't he? You could just be the bench himself.
Oh, they'd might have got injured. Well, 11 backups sat on all at the same time.
Sat down a bit too heavily. James Pearce has been tweeting from Pep Linders' press conference. Curtis Jones will start this game, his 50th game for
Making
LFC.
Making your job easier there.
That's true. So we've got Kelleher and Jones to begin with.
Definitely nailed on that.
I can bin the Thiago cards and the Firmino card, maybe.
Most likely.
Won't bin it, like.
Yeah, let's see. I think this is BBC Radio Sport Merseyside on Kate
Gordon.
No, this
is the Red Men TV on YouTube. Don't listen to him.
So they've done some updates here. Pebble in the same. Canate, all of us need time to adapt to our style. Virgil adapted with time. He's a beast in terms of physics, strong in the air, but he's still so young. On Milner at right back, such a versatile player, such a strong mentality to be able to adapt so quickly. Dominated the right flank defensively and offensively. If there's one example in our group in terms of professionalism, then it's Mo. Laughs, it's James Milner as well. Confirms Curtis Jones will play. We need these games. The more games we can play in a season, the better. We become a better team. We learn, adapt, and create experiences. What a line.
He's great to listen to,
he is,
isn't
I love
he?
Pep. And on Kate Gordon, I went to the under-23 training ground and I see one player. He has fire in each moment he touches the ball. I call Jürgen and say, wow, we have a new player here.
Jürgen's wow.
Yeah.
Is he literally copying Jürgen?
Will do. Like, you see the senior players taking care of him. He's a typical LFC winger, in my opinion.
Ooh. Does that mean he scores 40 goals a season?
Yes.
World class winger.
Pep,
there,
do you think Pep gives a little too much away in his pressures?
Yes, he very much does.
It's half of our starting 11.
He's our entire tactical approach. And why? Yeah, here's my workings out scribbled in the border.
he's gonna get into the classroom with Jürgen afterwards. He's gonna go, stop answering the questions truthfully.
Yeah,
like, just bat them away, because when you're Liverpool manager, you can't tell people what the side is.
Yeah.
Pep, naughty boy.
Yeah.
C-.
Yeah, thank you so much to Dominic Jones, the Super Chaser Jones, a start, and Pep confirmed. Thank you for that, Dominic. Michael McGuinness again saying, what about Beck, Bradley, Morton, Muzliowski, maybe? I think that Mateusz Muzliowski, he won. I think he's a bit soon for him. So maybe, but there's an opportunity to get people on the. There might Matip. Be
bench, sorry.
Bench, yeah, on the sat on the Matip. Bradley, possibly again, it'll tell you where we're at. I don't know that there was a lot made of Conor Bradley in pre season. The Athletic explained to us in their fashion how good he was.
It was a great article,
it was a really
to be
good
fair.
Kiva did a great job with that. But so we got quite hyped, but he was fine. Owen Beck definitely shone more of the two young fullbacks in pre season, but I just. Again, if Owen Beck starts this one, for me, he's a bit like the Nat Phillips thing. We've got better, more important squad players who probably need to play. Kostas Tsimikas, I know he played at the weekend, but he's clearly very, very good. Yeah. And if Andy Robertson's very, very good, and if we're going to rotate, then this is how you rotate. So interesting. Again, it'll tell you if we don't give a flying fuck about the league cup, then Beck and Bradley and probably Nat Phillips Kay Gordon start this game.
Well, my thing is, if you the confidence that I get from the young players, if they do come in, they know the way that we play. Probably, I wouldn't say better than some of the.
They know the starting 11 now as well.
Well, they do, yeah. But they know exactly how the Klopp expects them to play in terms of the formation and the system. So, in terms of our patterns of play, it'll probably be similar. There might be issues in terms of the final ball or the end product, but the intentions will still be the same. So that kind of does give me confidence. You know the qualities that certain standout players, like you said, then Tsimikas will bring to the squad, and you know what he can deliver. He has got a really good final ball and a cross and delivery into the box. But I'm still quite comfortable if it was just the underlings underneath that to say, do you know what? You're going to play the system that I want you to play.
It's definitely more exciting, isn't it? I think seeing like a youthful side, but also I'm still waiting for that day when you play that mismatch side and they're brilliant. Whereas normally you have a really disjointed game and it's a bit disappointing when you play your second. And then as like the tacky stuff earlier, you end up slaughtering your lads who are just that level below because you're like, well, you should be good enough, but it shouldn't be underestimated. The way Liverpool play, you start to take pieces out of it and it starts to fall down because it's not a team based on individual brilliance apart from Mohamed Salah, obviously. But
one final thing on Kostas then. I would think, and I don't know whether Jürgen thinks like that, I'd like to know how he deals with two games in a week.
Yeah.
Like, because there's a potential that at some point you might need him.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, if Robbo goes down, you're probably not bringing Owen Beck in.
Yeah.
You know, and you probably are playing Kostas through everything. So actually, is this something you could look at here where you go, there's a nice opportunity here where I can play him twice in a week and see how he deals with both games?
Yeah, and also, again, you want Andy Robbo as sharp as possible. And because you've got Brentford at the weekend and then you've got Porto to follow on the Tuesday, I know, again, on paper, Brentford aren't necessarily the hype match there or whatever, but you're trying to put your best and strongest side out there. Play Kostas twice, which means you can play Robertson for the next two after that, and then you go back into it. Then you see how it lies and see where the boat's at. I agree. It's only going to benefit Kostas because clearly the only issue is just his... Can he do it for 90 minutes? And we've seen him getting better as the season's gone on already.
But he only has to do it, as you were saying before, for about 60, 70 minutes in this game, and then you could bring on someone else.
Bring back in.
Back and after that, do you know what I mean? Because
we'll end up bringing Salah on after 70 for fucking draw.
Look, let's have a little look around the fixtures for this round. Not because we really cared about the League Cup, but more because I think it influences what's going to happen around the Premier League as well. Man City play Wickham at home. Of course they
Again.
Do. Of course they do. We've got them here. We've got Fulham hosting Leeds. Whatevs. The ones that stand out, QPR versus Everton. Oh dear. That's got a QPR upset all over it. Leicester travel to Millwall. Leicester could really do with getting a win there. Some of the interesting ones down the bottom here, Wolves, Tottenham, Man United, West Ham again. Let's see if David Moyes can conspire to fuck that one again. Arsenal versus AFC Wimbledon. Oh, that's primed to be a major kickoff.
And
yes. Chelsea, Aston Villa. I'm pleasing to see Chelsea have a decent side to go up against. You'd imagine Chelsea will just do the business there. But yeah, good to see them having a good competitive Premier League game before going into the Man City game.
If nothing else, even if the game's easy for them, I don't ever think when you get Premier League opposition, I think there's an unwritten rule where most of the sides will go, how weak are we going to go
75-ish.
But there's always, I think it's just added stress before the game. Have I made the right decision? Have I gone too weak? Yeah. Are they going to go full strength and surprise me? So if nothing else, Tuchel's got a bit of a headache for the next couple of days.
I think they'll go for this as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think they probably
tell it's a shame.
Well, it's a shame, isn't it, that like Leon Bailey came on, absolutely lit Villa Park up at the weekend and then went off injured, didn't he? Haven't had an injury already, because I wonder whether they would, because Villa are in that bracket of sides, I think, where, yes, they're pushing on for European football, but are you close enough that you think, go on, we'll have a pop instead at the League Cup and see what we can do? But equally, Chelsea are also that kind of team that can put a 70% side out and still beat you quite comfortably.
Well, Kepa's going to have another game, isn't he? Because I think Mendy was injured the other day. So he'll probably start as well.
In goal.
That's a possibility, certainly. All right, interesting stuff anyway. Let's have some score predictions, Chris. Page out.
1-0 Liverpool.
Okay.
No, I'm going to go for... I'm going to say 4-0. Just want goals. I want goals, man. I'm saying 4-0.
I was going to go 4-0, so I'm going to go 7-0 instead.
No, we all went 3-0 for the weekend and we're all right. So what, let's hope
it's
one
the
of
first
us
time that's ever happened, I think, in like the full history of Red Bend since 2010. We've never all predicted the same score. And if we have, we've never been right before.
Yeah, definitely. Very interesting stuff indeed. What do you think the start of 11 could be? Obviously, Pep has spoiled it a little bit, but give Chris Pajak some pointers in the comments to help out the Start 11 prediction show that's going on later on today.
Please do.
Yeah, definitely. Moreover, so that he can say it was your fault. If it's
actually
wrong.
A great point, well presented.
Without a shadow of a doubt. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. Do go and subscribe to the RedmenTV.com if you want more from us. You get bonus Redmen shows, but you also get those features, interviews, and documentary series as well. So, yeah, we've got you covered. It's our Liverpool streaming service. Very, very good stuff over there.
Good gear, that. That Carabao stuff.
right, thank you. Yeah. Don't spend money on Carabao. Spend money on Redmen subscriptions to the RedmenTV.com. Better, much better. And it won't leave you shaking on the floor, probably. You never know. Right, see you all soon. We'll be back with the watch along. It will be me and Chris on Tuesday night. Hope to see you there. Ta-da.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.